So I was looking at the news today and seeing how everyone's upset over the man's death, the African-American man who was just killed by the officers down in Minnesota as they pinned him down by his neck and took his life. And then I'm wondering, how come out here in Hawaii, when I've complained and bitched and moaned about what the cops have done to me, the extensive injuries that I still have that have not healed, that no one seems to give a damn. Nobody cares unless somebody's dead already. A person has to die for someone to spark interest or open their eyes or see what's happening. This is what it seems to be like here in America. Death must happen first before anyone pays attention to the signs that could lead up to death. Mind you, we could have prevented this death if we had listened to the first person who said, hey, these cops are abusing people, hurting and harming and covering up their crap. We could have listened to that and looked into that. But instead, no, we didn't. So now we got a bunch of deaths. Well, out here in Hawaii, you've got, I think, about 20, 25 different deaths, mostly of women. The men you probably don't know about who are African-American. Who come washed up on the shores in Waikiki. And nobody questions, nobody says anything. Nobody wants to listen to me or help me out when I'm telling them I have such extensive injuries that I can hardly get up and walk in the morning. When I get up now in the morning, I have to literally focus my breathing to deter the pain that I'm in order to walk from my bed to the bathroom. It takes me 4 hours for my ankles and my knees to adjust to walking, okay? Because I don't take medication, okay? Because, hey, cops out here, when they beat you up, they take you and they drug you afterwards to shut you up. So I don't take any medicine. So I have to spend the whole day with my body in pain as I adjust along the way, as my own body's endorphins kick in to help, you know, balance out the pain. But by the end of the night, I'm in turmoil. Laying down is excruciating. Standing up again is excruciating. Everything is painful. Everything is hurtful. But nobody wants to help me with this situation. They all wrote themselves up as they find themselves. They don't have any responsibility to do it. They didn't do anything wrong. You beat me. I had bruises from head to toe, including a black eye. But hey, that's all right. You've sprained both my wrist, my ankles, my knees, and my back. Okay? Which I still want to know, what the fuck were you doing to me to sprain my knees, my ankles, my wrist, and my back, my lower back? What were you doing to me to have that happen? How come you get them by the standards office? Y'all didn't do nothing wrong. Everything's all right. HPD did nothing wrong when they did this to me. They find themselves free of charges. They get to investigate themselves out here in Honolulu. Just so you know, in Honolulu, Hawaii, the cops are allowed to investigate their own selves. They can commit crimes towards you, the public, but investigate their own selves to find their own selves not guilty of the crimes that they've committed. Now that I find amazing. So can I now, as a citizen, can I, like, if you accuse me of something and I'm found guilty, can I, like, suddenly null and void it? Can I be like, oh wait, no, I've investigated myself and I found out that myself did nothing wrong? Is how come people out here in Hawaii are so fucking racist? They're so racist out here in Hawaii that they do not care about what happens to you as long as you're black. But if this was an Asian woman, if I was an Asian woman that these cops did this to, oh, all hell would break loose. If I was a white woman that the cops did this to, all hell would break loose. But I'm a nigger here in Hawaii, so hey, yeah, I don't count.